So I'm looking at some beautiful, beautiful bottles of rapeseed oil, which have got a lovely golden colour. And I'm at the stand at Borderfields, and they do cold pressed rapeseed oil, which, thinking about 20, 30 years ago, nobody ever heard of. So it's really interesting that we're getting some great British produced oils that we can use both in salads and in cooking. And I'm joined by Paul Davenport and Tilly, who are going to tell me all about, I presume it's your farm, is it? Is it, Paul? Is it your own
farm?
It's not my farm.
We have a good group of growers across the UK. We're based in Nottingham, and our processing and cold pressing is actually at Nottingham. But we pull seed from across the country, from Scotland, from Northumbria, Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire, so we have a nice wide geographical spread.
Is that because you're so successful now? You just can't grow all the rapeseed yourself. You just got to get it from a whole number of suppliers in order to get the volumes.
I think it's also looking. We work very closely to grow specific seed types, so okay. We can offer slightly different flavours and tastes. And also, yes, given the volume that we are doing from rapeseed and also our infusions. Mm. We do need to secure more than just one farm. It also gives a bit more security in that if there's a problem in a geographical area, we've got...
In terms of weather or something like that.
In terms of weather, yeah. Fields can be wiped out with hailstones and everything else. So.
Well, our radio show is based in Kent, and Kent is full of rapeseed fields, and it's that beautiful yellow that you see when they're all out. You're driving down, all of a sudden you see and it's a very particular smell, isn't it, rapeseed, as you drive past a rapeseed field.
Visual from May.
Exactly. So presumably you grow that particular time of year, and then you harvest it, and is that just once a year, and then that's it?
We tend to harvest it really in August. There are different seasons and different seed types, but yeah, we harvest sort of August, September, dependent. I mean, till it's in Scotland, so timing wise we might be sort of several weeks out, but generally be through August into September.
So it's a very cyclical business.
Yes.
So how do you manage that from a business perspective in terms of, you've got very, I suppose you've got your whole year planned out about, okay, we get this there and then we do that and then we do this. How do you know you're going to get enough rapeseed at the right time to satisfy all your customers through the year?
I suppose having growers who are across the country, but we have, they're good big size farms as well. But we're already talking to them 6-8 months ahead of this year what volumes we require.
Yeah.
So they're growing specific acreages for us. So we know that as long as they all come in, and we always make sure we've got a bit extra for that additional business.
I mean, the downside of that is not, is suddenly your sales dry up. You've got tons of rapeseed turning up at the door. So big pressure to keep the sales going, surely.
And I think with what we've been successful with over the years is getting some good national listings with supermarkets. The likes of Sainsbury's and Asda and Morrison's, we've got national listings, and continually looking to drive the
keeping
business.
That volume.
And develop the category.
Yeah.
It's trying to develop a category, as you say, a lot of people are still unaware of, and it gets very little shelf space, or it has done. And it's key for our business and for the whole rapeseed suppliers like ourselves to make sure that we keep the pressure on. Mm.
So Tilly, what's the advantages of maybe rapeseed oil, let's say over vegetable oil or olive oil?
Yeah, we would normally like to think that our product would sit next to a nice olive oil on the shelf. What we can offer over olive oil is that it's half the saturated fat of an olive oil, which is obviously a key driver in this day.
And it's British, of course. If you want to be patriotic, then you should be buying rapeseed oil.
We can trace the seed right back to the field in which it was grown, so people who are consuming it know that it's fully traceable, and the provenance is great, and they know where it's come from.
And when I use rapeseed oil, I tend to use it to fry in. ashamed to say, but it's slightly thicker. It has a slightly thicker consistency.
Yeah, it's quite nutty, and it's got a very high smoke point. So you're it's perfectly acceptable to heat it up to high temperature.
Yeah,
you can heat it much higher than you would do an olive oil. So stir frying, roasting your vegetables, baking,
perfect.
You do lots of kind of brownies and cooking and baking with it as well. So it's not just, you wouldn't just use it as a cold oil.
Sure.
But you could use it for your dressings and just a drizzle. Yeah. Lots of people like to dip with it as well.
Can we just have a tiny taste? Because what's the difference in taste in terms of olive oil? How would you describe it?
We like to think it's slightly nutty. It's got a kind of really smooth, buttery taste. So it's kind of got a nice thick consistency. It's a lovely golden colour.
It is a beautiful colour.
Yeah.
And sometimes the olive oils are slightly green, but this is completely golden. Golden colour.
And it sounds very bizarre to say, but it doesn't taste really oily. It doesn't leave an oily kind of taste in your mouth. Mm. It's smooth and buttery, we like to think.
It is buttery. It's got quite a nice buttery aftertaste.
Yes.
What exactly does cold pressed mean in terms of
literally
production?
Literally that. The seed comes in from the combine, goes into a storage bin, and is literally pressed, cold pressed. No heat is applied, so the product that you see in the bottle has gone through a very tight, almost like a mangle, squeeze that oil out, and that is then, we then filter it down to
0.5 microns,
and
then straight into a bottle.
Literally, so it's totally unspoiled. Yes, straight
nothing's
in there.
Nothing's added, nothing's taken away. Because some of the refined rapeseed oils, you'll find that they've been bleached and deodorized, and things have been taken out and put back in. But it's perfectly pure product.
And I've got a lovely little packet here. We've got garlic infused, lemon infused, and chili infused.
Yeah.
So again, do you just put some chili in and let it just leach out?
Yes, it's a chili oil and a lemon oil, so we just add that little bit of flavour. Quite strong flavours, so that people are getting what they're seeing on the outside. They know what they're going to get, and that flavour comes through then in their cooking.
It says hot and firing.
So this is Borderfields, and it's lovely packaging, and definitely for me, if you're going to reach up for an olive oil, an extra virgin olive oil, just for once, just you know, redirect your hand and try some rapeseed oil. And where can we get this? You said Sainsbury's?
Sainsbury's, Asda and Morrison's nationally. We're also with Tesco's in Scotland in the north, and with Booth's in the northwest.
Love Booth's, great supermarket, and very, very good supporters of local producers in the best way.
The gift packs we sell through Amazon.
Okay, so have we got a website that we can go and have a look
yes,
at?
Yes, there's a website, borderfields.co.uk.
Excellent. Well, I'm a convert for sure of rapeseed oil, and I'd urge anybody who hasn't tried it before, you know, give it a try. It's British. Tilly and Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.